Finally, I was thinking about how many times last week the issue of race or issues around race were a part of our conversations on this program, whether it was the whole controversy over filling the Illinois Senate seat, the fight for same-sex marriage equality, or the surging homicide rate among young black men. And if you're saying to yourself, oh no, not that again, before you turn the dial, can I just tell you, I feel the same way. Obviously, we decided that one of the key missions of this program would be to explore the various dimensions of this ever more multiracial, multicultural society. So race is going to be a part of that. But believe me when I say that nothing pains me more than to have to report that of all people in this country who are dying before their time, young black men are among the most likely to do so at the point of a gun being pointed by another young black man. Now, one of our listeners wrote last week to say we shouldn't focus on the racial aspects of the story. We should talk about class. But that, I'm afraid, is not what the data shows. Similarly, on the racial tension that's emerged over the success of the California measure banning same-sex marriage, some people have decried the fact that there are racial overtones to some of the conversations that emerged after the vote. When people say things like that, it makes me wonder, do they not want us to talk about race because it's embarrassing or politically incorrect? Because they feel that that will lessen the interest fellow citizens have in fixing this problem? Or is it that they just don't want to be bothered because it's not their problem? But if any of those things are true, then you know what that means? That race still matters. Let's try the usual thought experiment, flipping the script. Would anybody say we shouldn't talk about the fact that young white women and girls are more likely to develop an eating disorder? I doubt it, because few people assume that the majority of white girls who don't have eating disorders actually do have them, just because a minority do, and that healthy white girls are not expected to apologize for or explain or work overtime to avoid being labeled or stigmatized. There are no pundits out there defending profiling young white women with that fake regret some have perfected so well because they might develop an eating disorder. Well, it's unfortunate that some of these fine young women are being inconvenienced by this additional scrutiny, but, well, what can we do? So, yes, race still matters. The question, I think, increasingly for all of us is how much and when? When do we need to back off and cool off? But when do we need not to? When is it urgent, vital, necessary to speak about race? And the question becomes more interesting, it seems to me, and not less, with the ascendancy of our first black president next week, or if you prefer, our first biracial president. Because as these last great big barriers fall, the first black president, the first black secretary of state, CEOs, school superintendents, NFL or NBA owners, the issue still remains not what happens to the few, but the many, and how they move in the world. With whatever level of ease and hope people of other backgrounds do, with so much fear and anger, they are moved to annihilate those who look just like them. I don't have the answer to these questions. I'm just thankful I have all of you to talk it over with me. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.